Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we go from the manager to the first baseman. Greg Burr joins us now. Greg, Mike Francesa on the Fan. Welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you feeling these days?
Oh, good. It's good to be back playing again.
It's nice to see you back hitting home runs again. So it was a long journey to get back to this point, but you have to feel really good. I know you've had three in the last, 12 at-bats, and you've had a bunch after that 60 at-bats that was up there for months and months and months. So I'm sure you have to be feeling very good watching that ball go in the stands, right?
It's really good to be back part of the team and contributing and just really being back with the guys and out there on the field with them.
How long into this time back did you start to feel comfortable at the plate? Was it immediately when you came back, or did you take a little while?
I felt good on my rehab assignment, and I got back here. It was nice to get settled in and playing again and just get used to everything back here a week or two, whatever, in. I wouldn't put an exact time on it, but it took a little bit. But that's just baseball sometimes, I guess, too.
How hard was it being injured? First of all, you have this phenomenal spring. You're the hottest player in Major League Baseball. You hit 8 home runs. You have 455. You're coming into the season, it looks like you're going to knock down the fences, and then you get hurt right away. Living through those first couple of months had to be tough this year, right? I mean, considering you were waiting to get back here, chomping at the bit, you have an incredible spring, it had to be frustrating.
Sitting out all last year was hard, and I thought I was through it. I was excited for spring. I just wanted to go out and be able to play and be part of this team and play with my friends out there, really. And obviously, some things happened, and it sucks. But, I'm human. It was tough. It was a long couple of months there, and just kind of not knowing what was going on was the hardest part. But once we figured it out and got it taken care of, it's been smooth sailing. Oh, I shouldn't say smooth sailing, but it's been better.
It's been good now. Is everything good now? Is everything completely healed? You feel 100% now?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it'll be nice to have the off season to kind of let things settle in. But anytime you have surgery, the thing I learned through the shoulder is it's a process, you know. So obviously this one wasn't as serious, but it's a process, and you just got to be patient, and take it a day at a time, and kind of roll with the punches. But I feel great right now, and I'm right where I want to be and right at the right time.
Right, absolutely. Watching Bird hit the ball out of the ballpark, which he's been doing now with regularity of late, and getting ready in the postseason right around the corner. How do you feel about getting ready to play postseason Tuesday night?
Oh, it's so exciting. I got a little taste of it 2 years ago, we wanted to be there again and obviously go farther. So we got a great group. We really do. We're deep. It's going to be a lot of fun going forward. We're all really, really excited.
What about, can you explain to us what's going on with Judge this year?
He's hitting home runs.
Did you ever, Sanchez does it last year. Judge does it this year. I mean, it's amazing, to watch this happen year after year. It's been crazy. I mean, are you as surprised as we are? I mean, how about you're closer to it? You've seen him in the past.
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
Judge right now?
Yeah, I mean, we all came up together, so I think it's obviously more exciting. I think I expected it. I mean, they're great players. I've seen it now for a few years, and you see glimpses of it. Obviously, that's what you work on in the minor leagues is consistency. But he's figuring out how to do it day in, day out, and it's just incredible to watch. Obviously, the size itself is fun to watch, but he's matching the consistency on the field with that. And you're seeing what's happening. So it's incredible. I think we expected it more than people probably did on the outside, but definitely fun to watch.
I'm talking with Greg Bird as the Yankees get ready to finish up these next couple of days and then play in the postseason, most likely against Minnesota on Tuesday night. They still could win the division if things broke crazy, but most likely Tuesday night against Minnesota. Should be Severino against Santana in the one-game playoff. I mean, there's a lot of young power here. We've seen it, Sanchez, and he backed it up. We've seen it now and with a big slump in between for Judge and his amazing year, and now you come in and start knocking the ball out of the ballpark late in the year from the left side. So the Yankees for the future, especially with you three big guys, is a lot of excitement for these Yankee fans. And then you sprinkle in, you know, some of the other guys like Didi and some of the other kids who may be coming. This team's going to be a lot of fun in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think you sprinkle them in. I mean, they're big time. We have a lot of big time players, and I think the coolest part really for me is how close we all are in the clubhouse and just how well it all works. We all have the same goals, and, you know, we all know that if we don't get it done, someone else will pick us up. You know, we're going to pick them up, they're going to pick us up, and kind of that's our mentality. So great group of veterans, great group of young guys, and it just works well.
We're talking with Greg Bird. These next couple of days, how do you feel about the one game stuff? I mean, is that you know, baseball's not supposed to be one game. It is one game. This game has been played a couple times in New York. We haven't seen the local team score yet in two games here. That's a tense game, that one game playoff. How do you feel about that?
You got to bring it. You got to bring it. I mean, obviously you play a lot of games and you would like to play in a series, but you got to earn that series. I mean, the teams that win their division earn the right to be in the series, and if you're the wild card, that's just how it is. Now you got to play the one game, you got to bring it. So if that's where we end up, we know we got to bring it that day.
And how do you feel? You know, how's your defense? How do you feel about your season defensively? We know what you're doing offensively right now. You feel as comfortable as usual? Are you back to your regular self as far as the defense goes?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I really took it upon myself to improve there a few years ago, and to keep improving there. I mean, obviously, offense plays a big part at first base, but I want to be a two-way player. And I mean, I learned from one of the best in Tex, watching him day in, day out. So definitely something I'm working on and want to get better at, but I feel good there too.
No, that defense at first is very underrated. You need that. I mean, you can save a lot of runs with your glove over there, especially, you know, digging balls out of the dirt and everything else, but you're in on every play over there. So first base, I always felt, is an underrated position defensively.
Yeah, very
important position.
I really want to be able to, like, I want those guys on the other side of the infield to know, you know, if they're not perfect, that I got them. It makes their job a little easier too. So knowing that whoever's over there is going to pick the ball for them is huge for them. So that's what I want to be for them.
A lot of interesting questions as to that lineup Tuesday night, you know, because they can go a lot of different ways. This is a deep team. A lot of guys have contributed this year. It'll be interesting to see who's in that. You expect to be in that lineup Tuesday night? I do. I think you'll be in there, but do you expect to be in the lineup Tuesday night?
I always expect to be in there. You know, I always expect to play. I always want to play. And you know, it's after that, it's out of my hands. But I got to get ready to be in there, and I'll be ready.
Well, listen, it's great that you're back. Everyone's thrilled to see you back and doing so well. So good luck and enjoy the postseason, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate My pleasure. It. Thank you. Greg Bird, good to see him back and hitting home runs. He's hit eight. You know, listen, guy played hurt, had 60 at-bats. It was a nightmare. He went 6-for-60, and then he went out for months. And you're saying, where was the guy who hit like crazy in the spring and hit last, you know, 2 years ago in September? Never saw a glimpse of it. Now you see the same guy back, you know, playing good D, hitting long home runs, and now he's got 8 home runs, 24 RBIs. In his last 70 at-bats, he's got like 8 homers and 25 RBIs, so he's showing you the power. Remember, he started 6-for-60, so his average isn't going to get to where it needs to get this year. I mean, he was hitting 100, so he's up to, you know, almost 200, but it was going to take a while. But what you want is the power and the defense, and I think Tuesday night, you got to put him at first base. You want, and he's the best defensive player. Then you can decide where to put Headley. Then you can decide who DHs. And, you know, I'm not, from Joe, I got the idea maybe Holiday's not in there Tuesday night against the righty. I don't think it's guaranteed that he is. He said he's definitely in there against lefties, which we know, but I'm not sure. He could DH Headley and play Fraser at third, or he could play Headley at third, DH Holiday. So, or he could, you know, put Hicks in the outfield, DH Ellsbury. So he could go a lot of different ways on Tuesday night. So we'll see how he goes. But I do expect that Bird will be at first base. I think you want to have a guy who can break the game open. And in his last three of his last four games, he's hit home runs. I think he's had 3 homers the last 15 at bats, and he's hit 8 home runs since he's come back. So and knocked in a bunch of runs. So you're getting the power that you want from the left side with him and from Didi. You got him and Didi from the left side, sprinkling the other guys, and you got all that power from the right side. So the Yankees, they can attack defenses, there's no question. Having him here is going to be a big positive, so it's good to see him back. I think he makes a big difference, I really do. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.